Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Ka'Chava's All-in-One Whole Body Shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Try their newest flavors, like the limited edition Chocolate Mint. With Ka'Chava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS for 15% off.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Mr. President, Wall Street analysts have coined a new term called the taco trade. They're saying Trump always chickens out on your tariff threats, and that's why markets are higher this week. What's your response to that?
Oh, isn't that a chicken out? I've never heard that. We have an end date of July 9th. You call that chickening out? Because we have $14 trillion now invested, committed to investing when Biden didn't have practically anything. We have the hottest country in the world right now. 6 months ago, this country was stone cold dead. We had a dead country. We had a country people didn't think it was going to survive. And you ask a nasty question like that. It's called negotiation. You set a number.
Well, that was a nasty question. You always chicken out on tariffs. I mean, really? That's what the legacy media and loony left is running with now? They're calling the man who survived an assassination attempt and stood up shouting, fight, 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 a chicken? The man who, even after having the legal system weaponized against him, has gone toe-to-toe with the Democrat Party, the entire Democrat Party, stood against the Republican establishment and the global economic elite? And he's he's a chicken, that man? I mean, this just goes to show you how out of touch the legacy media really is, with not just the American people and what this administration is doing, but with reality itself. Don't you just love how the legacy media cites their vague, anonymous sources, right? They say, well, Wall Street analysts say you always chicken out. So who precisely are these Wall Street analysts anyway? Well, it turns out that there was only one person making the Trump is a chicken accusation. It's a columnist for the Financial Times, the far left Financial Times. He's a liberal globalist named Robert Armstrong. Here's a tweet from Armstrong where he denies that globalization has hurt our economy. He is drinking deeply of the globalization tea, as it were. And that, my friend, is the crux of the issue. People like Armstrong are in denial of how damaging globalization has been to our country, particularly for the working class. They think it's perfectly fine for the United States to be a debtor nation. They love it that other nations get to live like kings while American families and businesses suffer. Well, not anymore. Those days are over. And Trump is accelerating its demise. The tariffs and Trump's trade strategies are reshaping the world order and setting the stage for what he referred to at his inauguration. And I love this phrase. I never get tired of it, as the new golden age of America. Speaking of which, a good friend of ours, Mark Wilburn of Neo's Capital, he is once again hosting two live events this week where he's going to be showing courageous patriots just like you how to profit from this new golden age we've entered into. Now, these trainings, like they usually are, there's going to be one on Thursday and there's going to be one on Saturday. So you get to take your pick. But this exclusive event is absolutely free for our Turley Talks listeners who want to discover what's really going on in the markets and, more importantly, how you can profit from these exciting new opportunities in this amazing golden age. So if you're looking for ways to create more financial freedom in your life, look, gang, I strongly encourage you to check this out. Mark has done a few of these free trainings for our listeners, and each time I see messages like this one from Keith come across my desk, he followed what Mark shared and made over $13,000 in profit on a single trade. I got to hang out with Keith and Mark. I mean, this was just last week, by the way. Just last week. And while the media is working overtime to paint a bleak picture of the economy, you got patriots like Mark taking action who are out there winning. Because this is what it looks like when you make America great again. So make sure to click on that link below to sign up. Get your ticket right now. You will absolutely love it. Now, let's talk some facts here. While the media is busy asking nasty and idiotic questions like, are you really a chicken? They're completely failing to acknowledge the major economic wins that Trump has achieved recently. So, for example, last month, Trump locked in over $2 trillion in new international deals, including $600 billion from Saudi Arabia and $1.2 trillion from Qatar. And just last week, he announced the deal with China is basically done. We get 55%, China gets 10%. Why? Because China blinked first. So who was the chicken in that standoff? But these deals are just the beginning. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent confirmed there are 18 trade deals in motion as we speak. Trump is playing chess on the world stage, and he's about to put the globalist system in checkmate. Joining me today to break recent economic developments down for us, including what's really going on with Trump's tariffs, is none other than Mark Wilburn himself of Neos Capital, a financial expert who has an incredible record of predicting the market. Since we last had Mark on in recent months, he accurately forecasted Tesla, which went up over 44%. He accurately forecasted a nuclear stock, Centrus Energy, soaring over 120%. And up my alley, he accurately forecasted the movement of Bitcoin that went up another 23% since he's last been on. And I'm glad you're back on, Mark. Welcome back. Great to see you as always.
Hey, it's great to be here with you, Dr. Steve. I was talking to you earlier. I really enjoy your take and the value that you're bringing this community. It's priceless.
Wow, right back at you, man. We're in it together. That's what we always say. It's so absolutely awesome. So, all right, Mark, you know, you and I have talked about tariffs before. I love your take. What is actually going on with the tariffs and the impact it's having on the stock market? It seems like all that we've heard all year from the legacy media is that tariffs are bad for everyone. Trump's going to crash the economy. Inflation is going to spike. Unemployment's going to go through. I mean, talk about a bleak picture. And notice these are the same people were basically telling us that Biden's economy was the greatest economy in the history of humanity, right? So everything Trump is doing is reckless. What's really going on? What say you?
Well, based on that clip, they kind of need to decide, is it reckless or is he a chicken? Because I don't think you can be both at the same time.
That's
you
true. Know? Very true. And speaking of the guy who is, I don't have my book here anymore, but the guy who has the most iconic photo of all time raising his fist after getting shot in the face, they think they're going to get away with calling him a chicken. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Blood coming down. Like, you can't do that. But it goes to show you the left is completely imploding. They're doing it in government, in media, in Hollywood. You look at what happened in LA. It's all unraveling. But to answer your question, we got to just look at the facts. So starting with inflation, which has been the big key here, the narrative all year from the media and the so-called Wall Street analysts that you just mentioned is that prices would go through the roof across the board.
Right. And that's what I remember hearing, that the cost for cars, eggs, airline tickets, they were all going to skyrocket.
Exactly. But the reality is inflation's not out of control. In fact, last week, the numbers came out for the previous month, and inflation's only up 2.4% year over year.
Yeah.
So when those came out, that whole left media propaganda arm went to work. We saw the Journal post something that said, like, the muted May inflation defies tariff fears.
I love it.
CNN came out, and they were forced to admit, probably against their own will, that inflation rose less than expected last month. This is my favorite part of the headline. Despite Trump's tariffs.
Yeah, right. That's right. Yeah, I like how they say less than expected instead of just saying surprised or something akin to that, right?
The only people that admitted surprise was the Post. Washington Post said Trump's economy shows surprising resilience despite tariff impact. So you see those despite words in here kind of kicked him under the bus. But the kicker here, Dr. Steve, is that prices in several categories actually decreased.
Right.
For example, you mentioned cars, eggs, airlines. If you look at this chart from the Wall Street Journal, it shows prices actually went down on cars, on milk, on gas, on airfare, and yes, even on eggs, which was the big story the entire year.
Yeah, when
are egg prices going down?
The infamous eggs. His first week in office, and all the media could do was talk about freaking eggs. I mean, after 4 years of the bleak Biden winter, all they could talk about is egg prices are going up because of what Biden did, of course.
Right.
But regardless.
And it's insane. And so we actually saw a 12.7% drop in eggs.
Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Kachava's all-in-one whole body shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Try their newest flavors, like the limited edition chocolate mint. With Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Kachava, KACHAVA.com, and use code NEWS for 15% off.
April's the biggest drop since mid-80s. And so they're like, the whole Trump tariff's going to go through the roof. That narrative goes out the window here.
Yeah. So clearly the media and so-called Wall Street analysts were, in their words, surprised, or one may would just say what they can never, ever admit to, wrong about the impact the tariffs would have on inflation. But now the new narrative that they seem to be pushing is that Trump, I mean, this is just, I mean, it never ends. Trump is now wishy-washy when it comes to tariffs, where we heard that clip earlier from a reporter who said Wall Street analysts, which is just another way of saying, you know, anonymous sources, they have coined a new term for Trump's trade deals called the TACO trade, standing for Trump always chickens out. I mean, what do you make of that?
Well, like you pointed out, calling Trump a chicken is kind of like calling Biden a lion or even awake. It's comical. It's untrue. And as far as the taco trade being in the markets, it's a cute meme, but that's about it. The idea behind that trade is that the market drops, and then when the deal's done, it comes roaring back. So if anything, it's creating a great time to buy, to make more profits, more money. And that's what Trump's plan was for the American people anyway. He wanted them to prosper.
Right.
And so, by the way, I heard something in that. I wanted to ask, could your team play that again for me real quick?
Mr. President, Wall Street analysts have coined a new term called the taco trade. They're saying Trump always chickens out on your tariff threats, and that's why markets are higher this week. What's your response to that?
Oh, isn't that a chicken out? I've never heard that. We have an end date of July 9th. You call that chickening out? Because we have $14 trillion now invested, committed to investing when Biden didn't have practically anything. We have the hottest country in the world right now. 6 months ago, this country was stone cold dead. We had a dead country. We had a country people didn't think it was going to survive. And you ask a nasty question like that. It's called negotiation. You set a number.
That's what I thought she said. She said the markets are higher this week. I think she meant to say lower, because markets being higher seems like a good thing to me. And that kind of proves the taco trade is actually a good thing for the economy.
Right. Right. That's impressive. That's a good catch.
And so to me, these reporters, they're very confused on a lot of things. Trump points this out later. He says they don't understand negotiations. They don't understand deal making, but Trump does. And he does so at like the highest level you can get
to. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He wrote a book called The Art of the Deal. And so trying to paint him as this sloppy, fearful negotiator who went toe to toe with Putin, Kim Jong-un, all the guys, trying to paint him as that. And so Wilbur Ross, his former commerce secretary, he actually said in a recent interview in Fortune that Trump's approach to tariffs are very calculated and strategic. And he pointed something out everyone's ignoring and no one's reporting on, that he implemented this 10% tariff on everything from everywhere.
Right.
That's 10% extra revenue to our country is a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, that's huge. If we get nothing else, that's a major win.
Right, right. Yeah. I mean, he's, as I understand, he's already cut trade deficit in half. I mean, a 10% tariff across the board is stunning. It's nothing to sneeze at, for sure.
And last year, we had about $3.3 trillion imported goods. That means $330 billion in potential tariff income. So when you throw down 145% on China, what he's doing is he's setting the stage for a better deal. And it worked.
You're right.
We get 55%. China gets 10. That's not being a coward. That's very strategic. That's a 5-to-1 multiple. That's called winning, Dr. Steve.
That's good. Yes, that is called winning. There is a lot of winning for sure. And the media hates it.
They do.
They hate it. So it's no surprise they're either ignoring it or they're twisting it. I mean, speaking of winning, earlier we saw an email from one of our Turley Talkers family, Keith, who made over 13 grand, 13 G's in a single trade from your callouts. And it seems that you're enjoying some winning of your own. Can you tell us a little about that and maybe share a few tips with our listeners who want to get in on some of the financial action here?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, despite the media's fear narrative, this is one of the most profitable times of trading I've seen in my 17 years of doing this. And at Neos this year, we're actually 33-6 on all of our callouts, so about an 84% win rate. That doesn't happen all the time, but I mean, it's awesome this year.
So you see, you know a little something about winning there, I see. You're not sick of winning yet, are you?
Trump promised that, right? You remember, he's like, so much winning.
So much winning. You're going to be, says, stop, we can't win anymore. I'm going to say, no, we've got to keep winning. Yeah, I love it.
And that's what we're seeing. And we're coming out of these, as you say, the bleak Biden years, the financial chaos of this last administration. And I think what's ahead is different. I truly believe that the next 3.5 years of Trump's term are going to be prosperity this nation has never seen. I think it's setting a stage to have prosperity like we've never seen. And it kind of reminds me of that Bible story with Joseph, where there were the 7 years of plenty followed by 7 years of famine. I just think it's reversed this time. And so instead of being 7, I think it's 4. I'm hoping it's more, but you know.
Yeah, 4. Right. Well, yeah, we had the 4 years of Biden and then now the 4 years of Trump. But I do have to ask, is the window to get into the market still open? I know I get questions like that all the time, like with gold. I get that question with Bitcoin. What can patriots do right now, today, as they're watching this video to take advantage of all these opportunities?
Well, you mentioned earlier that Bessent had said there's 18 strategic deals on the table.
Yeah, right.
That alone lets us know that this window isn't just cracked open, it's wide open.
Wow.
And smart money is already moving. They're already positioning. And last time I was here, I actually made the comment, now is the time to position, not panic. And it still holds true. The time to position yourself, your family, your loved ones for prosperity is right now. But you got to take some action.
Yeah.
It doesn't just happen to you, right? You have to steward the moment. You have to steward the opportunities. Otherwise, you look back and you regret not doing it. And we're going to break all this down for everybody at the Golden Age Summit on Thursday or Saturday. We'll cover the strategies, we'll cover the execution, and we'll show you how to thrive during this volatile time.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely amazing. And, you know, I've been trying to discipline myself to do a bit of finances in my own life, financial improvement each day. If not each day, every other day. I know things get very, very busy, but seriously, Mark, you're the freaking best, man. I'm so excited for what you're doing. I love how you keep coming back and helping out our community just financially thrive. Gang, you definitely want to join Mark. This is, again, it's free. I mean, just take a little time out on Thursday or Saturday. I've seen Mark's training before. They're awesome. Mark will set aside, he'll claim it's going to be an hour. Mark never does a training in an hour. Mark
really
always
don't.
Over delivers. I mean, this guy can go and go and go. It is so awesome. Just click that link below to reserve your spot. Again, it's absolutely free. Oh, and before the broadcast, didn't you mention, I think when we were talking beforehand, that you have a bonus gift for everyone who registers today?
Absolutely. But first, thank you for those kind words. That moves my heart. But we do. We have a bonus gift. If you register for this event, you will be enrolled in our latest educational series where you get 2 emails each week that help grow your financial and investing IQ just for showing up. Like, you fill out the paperwork, you're getting it.
That's it. That's exactly the discipline you need to make sure that you're always growing and improving in your finances. That is so awesome, Mark. That's exactly what we need. And remember, gang, if you want to find out how to prosper during these volatile times, then you do not want to miss this. I mean, again, it's free. Just enjoy it. I mean, you're going to love it. You're going to learn so much. I know I've sat through Mark's training several times. So just follow the link in the description below or scan the QR code on the screen. And let's make winning a part of your financial life for the next 4 years. Thanks again, Mark. I mean, again, I love chatting with you. You always pump me up. Just keep rocking in the golden age, mate.
Hey, you too, Dr. Steve. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Kachava's All-in-One Nutrition Shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you can even savor the season with their limited edition chocolate mint. There are endless ways to personalize your Kachava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS.